Thank you, Daniel.
Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Flavin.
I'm going to stop recording now.
Yeah, you did Flavin.
I did. And you were very good on your likes. You did very few.
Oh, thank you. I should drink more often.
You should. Now, Export Audio. Oh, God, help me, Lord Jesus. T-D-E. And it's month. No, it's year, date, month. 20. Month is
11.
Today is?
10.
10. TDE, 2011-10. Son of a whore. Save.
Look at that.
It's saving as I speak.
Wow.
Now I'm going to stick it in the folder, bitch.
Wow.
I know. I'm going to stick it in the folder. I always want to do this, you know, just to make sure that it's done and it's safe and it's got a Flavin on it. So it's,
got it.
Okay. And there's that. There's this. This is this.
This is this. That is that.
Know what movie that's from?
This is this. That is that. This is this. And that is that.
I do not. What movie is that?
Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Flounder is imitating the seagull. Yes.
This is this. And that is that.
Scuttle.
Scuttle. Okay, the file, Daniel,
One of my favorite stories from the voice actor that did Scuttle was they opened the Little Mermaid ride in California Adventure, and he took his son on the ride on a, like the week before it opened or whatever, they had a little preview for people, cast members and whatnot, and so he took...
Who are you talking about?
The
little fish?
No, the seagull.
Scuttle, the seagull, was voiced by Buddy Hackett.
So, Buddy Hackett is no longer with us.
Correct.
The person that voiced Scuttle for the TV show and for the ride.
You hurt me, Daniel. When you go in that direction, you hurt me.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that Buddy Hackett did. I just knew that this one guy did Scuttle.
Okay.
But my favorite story about it is that he took his son on this ride and was filming the Scuttle parts and like, look, that's your dad. That's your dad. I did the voice and that's your dad and whatever. And as he got to the end of the ride, there was like two Disney security people that are like, excuse me, I need your phone. You're not allowed to record anything. Ooh. And he's like, oh, but it was my voice. Like, I'm sorry. And they had to delete the video off of it. So he was impressing his son and then got arrested by Disney cops.
There is no justice in this world, Daniel. There is no justice.
I don't know.
Have you finished your drink yet?
Yes.
Are you going to be making another?
What is today? Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
I don't know. What's on TV tonight? What is our Tuesday schedule on TV?
Once you stop recording the post show, I do want to mention a couple things that are just between you and
I know what you're going to say. I already know what you're going to say. So, do you have anything on this? I had this on the Trello, but I'll bring it up now here in the post show.
Oh.
The Father Knows Best Christmas.
Oh, yes.
You were saying that you guys watch that like 62 times every season or something like that?
We are creatures of excessive habit and tradition. This would probably be a good topic for the show, but we'll do it here. We could repeat it on the show for just the normal people that aren't on level 13, level 13, level 13. And all of you new level 13 members, welcome. Welcome to level 13.
I'm just curious about one piece of it. You watch it from a VHS?
I originally had it recorded on Beta, recorded off of the television commercials and all. Then I transferred the Beta to a DVD.
Oh, okay.
So we watch it on a DVD, or you should say probably burned it to a DVD if you're hip like the kids. Mm-hmm. I burned it to a DVD. So we watch it on a DVD. We have two DVDs. One is starting to decay because we do watch it probably 20, 30 times during the season.
Okay.
Because we watch Christmas every night.
And what is it called?
Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. And it was one of the reunion shows. And we cut. The reason it's funny how things happen for Drew and I, and things become very, very important to us for no sane reason in the world. You can't look it up in a psychology book. You can't talk about it amongst friends. We're weird. We understand we're weird. We embrace our weird, and we cherish each other, as I used to say on my show, Insulin Up, because I get really sappy and sweet and sick when I talk about him, because I cherish him, and I have for 37 years. I said 36 in an email again, and he said, well, you did good with the spelling, but it's 37. After we went through the whole thing with the 37 years. For 37 years, I've cherished this man and still do. And we have come to make these great, odd traditions. Who would want to watch something 30 times? But what happens is what people... No one needs to understand. I will just express it. We don't sit down like one does with a new movie, put it in and sit down and watch it. And don't talk, you just watch. It's on in the background, it's on when we're doing other things, we may be playing a game, we're maybe decorating, whatever, it's on. And that's another one of the viewings. And it's on late in the evening when we've had a few drinks and we're feeling light and happy and silly, and we'll throw it on and watch it.
On a Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, God.
Have you started listening to Christmas music yet?
Drew is listening to it now as I speak in his office as he is working. He put on Christmas music. I have, as I said, we started with the Judy Garland Christmas special. We watched that the other night. We've been watching. We tend to, from Halloween, which is another one of our joyous times of year. These are great. Our season of joy starts in September, which is our anniversary. And then on the 14th of September, August 13th is our anniversary. That's another one I would get in trouble for. Mm-hmm. And in September...
Well, fortunately, Drew is not a member of Level 13, so he'll never hear that you got it wrong. Yeah.
So we will start celebrating Halloween and decorating for Halloween around September 14th, somewhere in there. So it's just an incredibly joyous time of year for us. And we watch horror movies every night for Halloween, and then we watch Christmas movies every night for Christmas. We have what we call transition movies. Black Christmas being one, because it's kind of a Halloween and Christmas thing together. The original, not the remake. Any kind of Christmas horror movie will be a transition for us from Halloween to them. And then we have our Christmas transition movies, one of which is Funny Farm. And the reason it's a Chevy Chase movie. One of the reasons it's a transition movie is because the majority of the movie doesn't take place at Christmas time, but the end of the movie is all Christmas. So it's a transition for us. Huh. Isn't that fascinating?
It is.
So we've already watched...
What was that Thanksgiving movie that you loved?
Oh, we watch on Thanksgiving. We watch Home for the Holidays, which is an incredibly hysterical treatise on family and why we should never gather.
So I found this I found this very interesting. You know, I talked to you previously about Pluto TV.
Yes. And it always confuses me for a second because I think it's the dog.
Right. But Pluto TV, which is an app you can get for your Roku. It's you can just download the app for your Roku, but it's free. It's over-the-air TV. It's just a bunch of channels. But they just announced that they have 1, 2, 3, 4. They have now 5 Christmas channels going throughout the up and through Christmas. Pluto Christmas channel, which is channel 250, which is just playing old Christmas shows, just one after the other. So like currently playing right now is One World Kitchen, Our Favorite Holiday Recipes. And
do they have commercials?
Yeah. And at 8 o'clock, it will be the Christmas Break-In, which is a story of Izzy, a spunky 9-year-old who gets left to school. It's like just a whole bunch of Christmas shows.
I don't like modern Christmas.
Okay. But they also have Pluto Mistletoe, which I guess are older. So, I mean, it's just 24 hours of these things, one after the other. You know, it's like a regular television station. They also have a fireplace channel that plays Christmas carols and shows the fireplace. They have the holiday lights, which shows you Christmas lights while they play Christmas music. And then they have Vivo Holiday Church, which are current and classic Christmas music videos. It was all free. I just didn't know. I didn't know if Father Knows Best.
Home for Christmas.
Because Pluto also has classic TV channels. So they have an Addams Family channel that just plays Addams Family all day long. It's like it's one after the other. It's the Addams Family channel. They have the Johnny Carson channel. They have the Carol Burnett Show channel. They have the, let's see, something else that would pique your interest here. The Dark Shadows channel. They have, that's it. I mean, they have other ones, but not ones that you would necessarily. They have classic tunes, like Popeye.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think someone who is as into Christmas stuff as you, you might want to check that out. You want to check out Pluto TV, the channel 250 on Pluto TV, the Pluto Christmas channel.
And how do I get
on Pluto? Your Roku, you just search for, you know, in the app section on Roku, just search for Pluto and you'll see Pluto TV. You just download it and launch it.
Would that be on my smart TV or Roku?
It should be on your smart TV. Pluto TV's been around long enough. It should be on a bunch of things.
Okay. Just I will tonight. Well, I'm not going to be in a good mood tonight, but I will, the next good mood I'm in, I will look at it.
I'm just, we can talk about your traditions and whatnot.
Yeah.
On
that'd be
show.
Fun.
But I'll leave it on the
channel. And I want to hear about your traditions to you and Zachary.
We don't have one. We need to buy some lights for this house because we've not, last year we got into a horrible car wreck on December 7th. So it was like
a day that will live in infamy twice.
Yeah. So we didn't do any, and I just got a jury summons for December 7th today.
I was wondering just like just a couple nights ago, what's going on with jury? How are they doing? What is 6 feet apart jury? How do they do this?
There's like a whole insert in the packet there. You have to wear a mask and it's like you have to have your mask on the whole time. They're socially distancing you. And
I wonder if at this point you could say, I'm not going to re-expose myself.
You can.
I'm not
you can. One of the excuse reasons on the back is you can say that I am in a high risk group for, you know, and I do not feel comfortable going there.
Good. Because if they send me one, baby, I got several high risks, including the fact that I'm morbid.
It doesn't have to be you. You could also
have
a
family. Morbid.
You could also have a family member that's high risk.
I'm just a fat ass.
But yeah, it's like the jury duty. Anyway.
Yes, darling.
Let's say goodbye to the level 13 folks.
Level 13. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful. We're only going to talk a couple more sentences, so you're not missing out on anything. Thank you for joining level 13. And once again, Crown Haven.